All right, let's dive in. Today, we're covering the top 7 key events in the Sodhaam murders case. Welcome to Know It Sharp with Ivy Sharp. I'm Ivy. Here's what you need to know in 7 clear facts about the Sodhaam murders. So Khanum's story stands as a stark reminder of safety and scrutiny. Let's get right to it. Fact number 1. The Sodhaam murders involved the tragic loss of 2 10-year-old girls, Holly Marie Wells and Jessica Amee Chapman, in August 2002. They were last seen in matching Manchester United jerseys. The image of those red shirts became the symbol of the nationwide search. Here's the takeaway. The case gripped the country because it struck a small, tight-knit community and mobilized an extraordinary response. Test yourself. What football team's jerseys were the girls wearing? Correct answer? Manchester United. Memory aid. Manchester United made the news in red shirts with tragic hues. Moving on. Fact number 2. Ian Huntley, a local school caretaker, was the perpetrator who lured the girls into his home by falsely saying his partner, Maxine Carr, was inside. This is key. He leveraged a position of trust to lower their guard. Test yourself. Who was the perpetrator of the Sodhaam murders? Correct answer, Ian Huntley, memory aid. Ian's insidious invite instigated the incident. Next up, fact number 3. Maxine Carr, Huntley's girlfriend and a classroom teaching assistant, provided him a false alibi. She later claimed manipulation, which highlighted the complex dynamics around complicity and control. Let's keep it simple. Her lie helped Huntley delay suspicion. Test yourself. Who provided Ian Huntley with a false alibi? Correct answer, Maxine Carr. Memory aid. Maxine's misguided move made matters more mysterious. All right, let's continue. Fact number 4. The search was one of the most intense in British history, with more than 400 police officers working full-time, plus hundreds of local volunteers and US Air Force personnel from a nearby base. Remember this, it was a whole community effort across agencies. Test yourself. How many police officers were involved in the search for the girls? Correct answer. Over 400 memory aid. 400 fueled the frantic, fierce find. On to fact number 5. Forensics played a crucial role. Despite heavy cleaning, investigators still detected blood spatter in Huntley's home, evidence that contradicted his claims and pointed to violence inside the property. The main idea is, meticulous scientific work can surface truth even when evidence is scrubbed. Test yourself. What type of evidence was crucial in linking Huntley to the crime? Correct answer. Blood spatter. Memory aid. Spatter speaks, silently sealing the story. Let's keep it rolling. Fact number 6. The girls were discovered by a gamekeeper at an irrigation ditch near the RAF Lakenheath perimeter in Suffolk, a remote location Huntley used to delay discovery. Here's what you need to know. Local observation cracked the case open when the wider search hadn't yet. Test yourself. Where were the bodies of the girls discovered? Correct answer. Near RAF Lakenheath. Memory aid. Lakenheath's lonely lane led to the lamentable find. Now, let's move forward. Fact number 7. The case challenged the narrow focus of so-called stranger danger. The threat here came from a familiar adult, pushing schools and families to broaden child safety education beyond strangers, to include risks from known individuals. This one's a must-know. Safety training must address familiar danger too. Test yourself. What aspect of child safety education did the Sodhaam case challenge? Correct answer. Stranger danger. Memory aid. Familiar faces, not just strangers, fuel fears. Quick recap. Let's lock in the 7 essentials with rapid-fire checks. 1. What football team's jerseys were the girls wearing? Correct answer? Manchester United. 2. Who was the perpetrator of the Sodhaam murders? Correct answer? Ian Huntley. 3. Who provided Huntley with a false alibi? Correct answer? Maxine Carr. 4. How many police officers were involved in the search? Correct answer? Over 405. What evidence type crucially linked Huntley to the crime? Correct answer. Blood spatter. 6. Where were the bodies discovered? Correct answer. near RAF Lakenheath? 7. What child safety concept did the case challenge? Correct answer: stranger danger. That's a wrap for today. You've got the top 7 facts down. With these key details, you're more than ready to ace that exam. Here's the takeaway: stay focused, trust your prep, and knock it out of the park. Great work. Let's pick it up next time.